Hey there, welcome along. Of course, it's Damien back here with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for September 17th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Last month, the first Pixel Buds feature drop introduced a slew of new features from bass boost to attention alerts and disabling touch controls. Google is now back with firmware update 5.5.2 to address the Pixel Buds cutting out after a set interval. This is a very specific issue that not all users have experienced, but differ from general to random cutouts, which some are still experiencing. As only one problem is addressed, it's a slight version bump. Out of the box, a day one update brought the firmware from version 1.9.5 to 2.2.5. The next update, 2.9.5 in late May, was not accompanied by patch notes, but June's 2.9.6 specifically decreased audio hissing and static. The August feature drop, 5.50, addressed several issues: stability during calls, auto recovery after losing connection, improved media stability playback for phones that have software audio encoding, and one earbud failing to connect after case removal. The update process starts by connecting the Pixel Buds to your phone over the course of 10 minutes. The firmware is transferred to the headphones after placing the buds in the charging case, and then it'll take another 10 for the upgrade to occur. Both components have to be sufficiently charged, obviously. The Pixel Buds 5.5.2 update is rolling out now and will show under More Settings and Firmware Update if you do have this pair of wireless earbuds. Fitbit is perhaps best known for its fitness trackers, and one of the latest models is the Charge 4. Launched early this year, Fitbit Charge 4 comes with several perks, but the company has now confirmed a slight defect with its band. Fitbit has confirmed that a small number of Charge 4 units have a defect where the band connects the tracker itself. When this happens, there's usually a very small gap between the band and the tracker face. Based on user reports, it doesn't actually appear that this actually causes the band to disconnect, but it is a noticeable flaw that leaves room for dust to get in. In a statement, Fitbit says that they are aware of a band connection issue that is affecting a small number of Charge 4 users. They take customer satisfaction very seriously, and the quality of their products is one of their top priorities. They encourage any customers experiencing difficulties with their device to contact customer support for assistance. Fitbit doesn't mention anything about offering replacements to users though, but we can at least hope that perhaps the Inspire 2 that is coming out soon won't have the same problem. OnePlus finally stepped into the market of truly wireless earbuds this year with the OnePlus Buds, but it seems more might be around the corner. A new rumour suggests that the OnePlus Buds Z could be coming in the not-too-distant future with an even more affordable price tag. The current OnePlus Buds landed with a price tag of $89, compared to the $150 to $200 truly wireless earbud market that they're trying to compete against. They're actually solid overall in their price point. Still, the better part of $100 might be out of the question for some users out there. According to tipster Max J, the OnePlus Buds Z could fill that gap in at some point in the future. In a cryptic tweet, he reveals the name, clarifying privately that this would be the name of a more affordable pair of earbuds. In terms of branding, this makes sense given the OnePlus Bullets Wireless Z are a significantly cheaper pair of neck buds compared to the previous Bullet Wireless models. But what will these buds drop to hit a lower price though? And how much will they cost? Where will they be available? These are all good questions, but so far we don't have any answers. However, we might have a good idea of how close these are to launch. Last week, the folks over at XDA actually spotted this branding in OxygenOS 11. Perhaps it could arrive alongside the OnePlus 8T. Well, we'll have to wait and see. And finally, as far as Android accessibility features go, live captions are a really powerful inclusion that was initially a Pixel 4 exclusive, but has since come to more devices. The One UI 2.5 update now appears to have brought live captions to the Galaxy S10 and the Note 10 series. Casting your minds back, the Galaxy S20 launched with the One UI 2.5 update, with the Galaxy device being the first to come with support for live captions. We've now seen the One UI 2.5 update steadily head out to older Galaxy devices, such as the S10 and Note 10, over the past few weeks, but according to users on Reddit, live captions seem to be available right now. Not everyone has seen the option after updating to the One UI 2.5 update though, as some commenters are reporting that the toggle is not yet available within the notification shade toggle section or the settings menu. You can also activate live captions within the expanded sound pop-up menu. That said, we're not seeing any reports of older devices, such as the Note 9 getting the option to activate these captions even after the rollout of the One UI 2.5 patch. You can always search within your settings application for live caption if you can't seem to find any of the multitude of toggles and options though. Either way, you might be pleased to hear that such a useful feature is now heading out there for Galaxy hardware. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com, and be sure to subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates for Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.